Good evening, my biomass family. This is Amareya, tuning in on this beautiful day here to proliferate the potential of what you've already brought into your life for your own healing, most likely, and to start to create the inner alchemy to awaken the potential for this to be something that is an extraordinary offering to share with others. I want to thank all of you for coming. I had a little more pleasantly surprised turnout than I thought. I'm so grateful. And really, this is a place where some of you may have been distributors and have already applied this and made sales, and some of you are totally new, first time. And we welcome all of that, because at every level that we're playing in the game of manifestation, we're always learning more. We're always on the cusp of being a better servant to what we are being birthed into. So I like to see that manifestation is not just what we're birthing, but that something is birthing through us, and we're just attuning to its needs and being a servant to that. I like to really feel like the biomat is this incredible energy and entity that really is birthing this wave of healing and frequency onto the planet, and so I'm a midwife to that. And that really keeps me in the right place with this, not only in myself, but in my company and how I present this, because I feel like I'm a servant to that sacred and very precious, down to the medical level, technology, a healing instrument that really is making a difference. And so tonight, here's our first night out of the series of five, and just a little kind of details here to make sure that we all understand. We're on a teleconference system called Maestro, and right now, currently, I'm not hearing any of you, and that's just so that we have no background noise from all the many people that might be on the call. And if you'd like to raise a question at any time, you can push one on your touch tone, and that's going to signal me to see that there's somebody that is wanting to answer questions. So we'll plug you in, and so we'll have you live with your mic, with your telephone open, and we can go from there. But until that time, I'm not hearing any of you. So just remember, if you ever am not understanding something, you want to ask a question, just push one on your telephone. All right, a few highlights about where we're going tonight. First thing is to rediscover and become enchanted with your biomat. And that might mean and be enchanted again, because some of you have been having the biomat for a few years. I see a few names on here who I know who got the biomat many years ago. So some of you, it's been like a daily thing like me to have it in your life, and others, maybe it's been instrumental during times where you really needed it, and then you don't use it for long periods. So this is tonight is really about getting super enchanted with your biomat and seeing that that is the stream for how sharing it, as far as becoming a distributor, really it impulses from your own enchantments around it. We're also going to expand that into creating our own personal story about the biomat. What has made it so powerful for you, and make it a succinct way that you can share that inspiration to others. And that's really about creating and finding a vision for yourself that also is in symmetry with what you wish the biomat to do for you, not just for your own healing, but as we're bridging now into how is the biomat an effective and amazing potential for business as a distributor? What is your vision of what you wish the biomat to do for you? Make it be your magic carpet. And so that's going to be a key implementation that we'll be talking about. And talking about the biomat is a place where some of us just we haven't brought it in all the way into our being, all the way into our subconscious. And so that's something we're also going to discover, new ways and opportunities to talk about the biomass to people. And new ways to also incorporate it into your business and practice, because I know so many of us, we were attracted to the biomass because we're into alternative healing therapy. And so for many of us, it may or may not be obvious, but there are incredible opportunities and places that you can incorporate it more into what you're already doing. And that's going to be like finding that, you know, that perfect hand and glove fit of making this perhaps, yes, a new business, but in a way that is totally aligned and flowing with everything else you're doing. And that, for me, is so important. Now, not all of us are in the alternative therapy genre of what we're doing with our life, but as far as a business, but so many of us are in that state of consciousness where we're understanding there are different ways to heal, to create well-being and health. And it's really important that we bring this biomat into those avenues and expressions of who we already are, and we make them streams into how we share in the world. All right. So some of us still haven't felt comfortable being in anywhere close to a sales pitch vibration. And so we shy away from sharing the biomat. This is not only a missed opportunity for business connection, but more importantly for someone whom the biomat could truly benefit. And for those of us who've intended to share the amethyst biomat and ordered the distributor kit to bless ourselves with the potential of prosperity, here what we're doing tonight is creating those support tips that perhaps you've been really waiting for. It's time to utilize the resources as well as spread the healing rays that have been pulsing through your own body from the biomass. But just putting in a small amount of your inspired energy into this, it's really likely that the biomass can open up a whole other corridor of magic and synchronicity for you to walk into. I've experienced it again and again that there's an intelligence that the mat attunes you with that just takes some loving, intentional directing, and then it does the rest. For those who were on the call last week, the pre-distributor call, that same day I sold a mat, and it really, like, it came just from wanting to share it with a friend. She tried it that evening. She slept on it. She was staying at my house. She woke up in the morning. I had hardly even talked anything about its properties. She woke up and said, "I'm ready to buy one." It was like, that's the kind of sale you want, right? Where you hardly have to do much in order for it to happen. And that's what I'm saying about this intelligence of the mat. So what I'd like to do right now, just for us to start to come into resonance, is to bring your heart presence and your body's intelligence into this call right now. All of the wealth of things that the biomat may have already brought to you, all the healing, all of the just amazing feel-good, blissful states it's taking you into. To feel that in your body right now. And breathe those deep breaths that you have when you're on the biomass. And we're using this as our calibration with each other tonight because we've all experienced that same amazing healing bliss. This is the entity of the biomass that we're tuning into. Intelligence. Okay, that wave of amethyst violet energy is taking us into the higher vibrational aspects of this as a business opportunity as well. So this is where we want to meet this as a business experience, as a distributor. This is the same wave we're going to ride into what we're doing with it as a business, because this is resonance marketing. How we're talking about tuning into the resonance of the energy field of the biomat, and we're sharing from that space. So first thing right now I'd like to talk about is rediscovering and becoming enchanted again with your biomat. And again, this is especially for those who may have had it for many years. You have your own amazing state-of-the-art healing tool at your fingertips, and my advice to you is, of course, to use it more. Use it in ways that maybe you haven't even thought about. Maybe you only use it when a certain thing comes up and you think, oh, this is when I use my biomat. Really get in touch with what value it creates for you. And my advice to you is to actually start using the biomat also for your visioning sessions. Okay, so many of us, we bring enough intention into that aspect of our world, how we manifest. We like to vision our goals. We like to vision what we're stepping into. I have personally used the biomat just exactly for that, as if I was sitting at my altar maybe and closing my eyes and doing it like that. I want you to consider that the biomat, because of its properties, actually is an amazing tool for manifestation and creating vision. I mean, just the amethyst crystal alone has been used for thousands of years as a vision stone. You're laying or sitting on a biomat, and you're getting impulsed by this crystalline energy. It's a visioning portal. It's a manifestation station where you can consciously work with your intentions while laying or sitting on the mat. That's going to be some of your homework tonight. For this next week, I'd like for you to actually use it in this maybe new way for you. Set aside perhaps these shorter sessions, maybe 10 to 20 minutes, solely for this purpose, and find something new about the mat, through the mat, I mean. But also find something new about the mat. And that's what I'm saying about re-enchanting yourself with the mat and going back into the experience that maybe you use it so often, but enter and train with it in a different way next time you go on your mat. And that will become part of adding to your list ways to describe the value and the feelings associated with and the benefits received on a daily basis, as well as more serious long-term results you have experienced. And that's going to be your homework. I will be sending everybody homework after this call that kind of goes through what we've covered and ask you to apply some of the things in your relation to your biomass. You know, I feel like these things are going to be crucial. So please, when you get on your mat the next few times, feel like you're coming onto it for the first time. And I'm bringing this to you because what sells the mat, now that we're shifting back into business now, what sells the mat is your very personal experiences. Sometimes all the scientific research and studies don't mean much to certain people until they hear how it has transformed you personally. So telling the story of your own experience with the biomat is literally worth 1,000 words, because authenticity sells. This is resonance marketing. This is what I'm talking about, too, of like you're on the wave of the biomat so deeply that it's even kind of penetrated into your subconscious too, of like how much you have a passion for it as well. And it's so important to experience the healing benefits of the biomat yourself so that you can create your own testimonial and be yourself when talking about the biomat instead of feeling like this dry kind of thing where it's like, okay, now I have to shift into distributor mind. Okay, I'm trying to sell the biomat. No. Where you want to be living from is your joy around it when you're talking about it. And so tonight, what I'd like for you to do is write down or think clearly about what benefits you have received from the biomat, whether you've had it for 3 months or 3 years. Because when you crystallize this awareness in yourself, that's when you're going to be able to share your authentic experience more easily. And this is what's helping you, these experiences are helping you to gain inner authority when sharing about the biomat with friends and clients. So really just relaxing, radiating, and letting the light release through you when you're talking about it. At this point, I'd like to get a poll. I'd like to feel from you all on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being least and 5 being best. How would you rate your experience and value of the biomat for helping the issues or reasons you bought it in the first place? Let's just have everyone push on their phone from 1 to 5. Nice. Okay, we got a few more who haven't actually pushed yet. 1 to 5 for how much the biomat has actually lived up to your reason and expectation for bringing it in. Loving that I'm seeing lots of 4s and 5s. That's great. Awesome. So doesn't that mean then that you should be coming from a truly authentic place of joy and like deep gratitude and appreciation for the mat, and really that's what you want to share. Now, coupling that with doing your homework of actually getting more into the scientific components of it, because that is crucial too. You see, what we're doing here when we share is first we're finding the resonance with the person that we're sharing with and where's the place where we can meet them and come from our heart around that. Because if they don't feel that, then they're feeling like you're cold selling them. But find the place first inside, and then you enter into that experience with them of sharing, and they are receptive because of that, and then you're able to share some of the key elements. And it's really about attuning to what the person you may be speaking in front of, what their needs are. Okay, and really, if you have a bigger base of some of the facts and more the knowledge base around what the biomat does, its healing properties, how it works, who it is good for, what things it's cured or helped relieve, then you've got this broad band of kind of ways in which you can kind of more than refine in and target. Oh, okay, so you're talking to a person who has this coming up in their life right now. So you can really target. Okay, well, did you know that the biomat does this? And so that's what resonance marketing, I'm saying, is being able to come from your heart and flowing in the frequency of what this healing biomat does, but also being entrained enough with it on the mental level to be able to share it with enough authority too at that level. I would like to recommend that even tonight, if you write down or think clearly about what benefits you've received from the biomat, actually also start to think about doing this just on a more often basis too. Have just a journal. Maybe it's just your exclusive little tiny biomat journal next to the biomat to write down how it is changing your life. And before you begin a session on the biomat, actually write down and declare any pain or stress or discomfort you may be having. And use an actual number, maybe. Use a number between 1 and 10, 10 being the most intense. And then when you are finished, write down if anything has shifted in your body. This is going to help you be able to more fine-tune what the biomat's doing instead of this kind of general blanket of like, oh, I love my biomat, it makes me feel amazing. Well, yes. Yes, it's doing that. But let's get more fine-tuned with what has it really done for you, and make that assessment so that you can crystallize and be able to share that more. This is also a great thing to do with other people trying the mats, whether it's just at your house or you loaned it to them for a night or two, which we're going to talk more about loaning. That's a really valuable way to share the mat. Or if you're doing a more formal event, like a booth you may have where you're selling it or using it. But for instance, here's something that you can do. You take kind of a scan with them before they get on the mat. And this could really just be your friend who came over to hang out and you want them to try it for a little half hour. And you can literally like just even be hanging out with them while they're on the mat. It doesn't have to be like you are doing like a formal healing session on them or something. Just to spend your time with them on the mat and you hanging out by the side. But take an emotional and physical inventory with them. And really this what this is doing is it's entraining them to get more in tune with the issues and the places where they're experiencing discomfort or what the biomat could possibly be, how it could be benefiting them. So now you're starting to get that person into an entrainment more specifically of like, oh, well, yeah, I've got this and this and this going. And so they enter into the experience of the biomat with that in their conscious and not just in their unconscious, but now you're bringing it to their attention, what they're working with, and then the biomat starts to impress on them in a whole different way. You can ask them if they have any discomfort in their body, do that rate of pain between 1 and 10. And then during, let them relax into the experience. They've got that going for them, and you're now attuned more with them and what potential the biomat could be for them, and you've got more of that kind of knowledge base that now you're going to be able to target more. Okay, well, this is actually what the science and the research behind it is doing, and it's actually specifically been researched to help what you just told me about your pain. So then afterwards, what you do is you then take another scan, and this could be for you, if like I said, please do this with yourself or with another person. Scan your body or have them scan their body and see if the pain sensation has changed or the discomfort or the emotional tension that they might have had or the mental stress. See if they notice any change. Now, what you're doing is you're bringing it to their forefront of their attention. And this, of course, not only is going to help them just because we want to help these beloveds in our life or friends or clients, but now it's getting them to get a little more exact with going, wow, this biomat actually did just help me in one of the areas that I've been having challenge for months or years or whatever. Now you've got them understanding the true value of the mat. You brought it into the forefront of their awareness more by doing this process. So, again, I'm going to go back to just a little more about finding your own enchantment, but then finding your vision of what you wish the biomat to do for you and getting back into the passion of your biomat, because that's what creates magnetism. You become a center of influence in your business because your passion is palpable. And that's just bottom line. Some people have found it helpful to even make a vision board or collage, and I'd invite you to do that if you're somebody who likes to do that in general. Do that just for the biomat. Think about doing that this week or sometime in the next 5 weeks during this series. That just kind of represents the why in your life of how you'd like to live and how the biomat could actually support that. and how does it look and feel like for you with the financial freedom that the biomat could bring to you, which is such a reality. I want to really just bring that into your view screen. I came into this with five other businesses that I'm already doing and being a teacher, a healer, a visionary artist. So this wasn't like I'm looking to make this my main thing that I'm doing, but this so much instantly became that because my passion and my why and what I visioned for doing for me just so came into alignment. And it absolutely fulfilled that even within the first 2 months. Even in 2 months, friends. Like I had sold five mats in my first 2 months of getting it. So that motivation is key. Your vision for it, is it compelling? That's really the question. And just really identifying what inspires you, recognizing what drives you and how the biomat can complement it, continually referring back to your bigger vision and essentially seeing, yes, this actually totally fits everything else I'm already doing in my life and what I value, and see how it can support you more, really, and find out how when you are passionate about something, even if this is not going to be like your main trade, like your service in the world, still find out ways that it's you're passionate about it, because that will then subtly penetrate all the many ways you could talk about it. Meaning it's traveling with you in your subconscious and it finds its way into your everyday interactions or insights in life even. It's because you have it just below the surface of your mind, kind of always there, and the desire to bring it into manifestation is close at hand. Absolutely the secret of my success in the beginning, especially as I was building my biomat business. And this is also where being versed in what the biomat can do and how it has been effective in certain aspects of health can be important. That's again me emphasizing how do your homework, friends. Like you can go to my website, which is also your website back office if you choose, and talk to me more about that. Write me an email if you'd like to use my biomat website as your back office and make it your website. But use that as your little learning book. You just go on my site, and there's almost enough just there for you to really get enough of a broad inventory of what benefits the biomat has, so that both personally and scientifically from research, you are able to share from that place. For instance, if you didn't know that the biomat can help with fibromyalgia alleviation, then you wouldn't know to recommend it to your mom's friend who starts talking about it to her best friend who has fibromyalgia, and your mom all of a sudden is talking about, oh, my friend's got fibromyalgia, she's really been dealing with the pain. If you knew, because you were reading about the biomat and all of its effects that it can have, that it treats fibromyalgia, then look at that. You just created a connective link, a possibility to share it. So really, get it. This is for even people who have been using it for 5 years. Go back and do a little more homework, friends. Get a little more knowledgeable about the biomat so that you can more share it effectively. You've got the mental aspect covered. You've got the inspiring heart-based aspect covered, and you're able to merge that. And you're sharing. Again, finding ways to talk about the biomat is probably like the most critical and important component in making this an effective business. First is to fully embody the resonance of the biomat, but then it's like being attuned and attentive, right? Just in your everyday interactions. Like, as soon as I hear somebody referencing something that the biomat could be a solution for, I take that as a signal to share. So, for example, like a conversation could go something like this. You're talking to a friend. Hi, friend, how are you? And your friend says, oh, I haven't been sleeping well. And you say, really? do you wake up in the night, or is it hard to sleep? You know, just simple question to let that person know you're interested in their well-being. This could be a friend, or this could just be somebody you just meet. Then the friend, let's give her a name, Jane. Oh, yeah, I wake up at 2 a.m. and I can't get back to sleep. And you're like, well, how long has this been going on for? And Jane says, oh, about 8 days. And you say, well, when I have difficulty sleeping, I use the Biomat. It's an amazing medical healing device that generates negative ions, which release stress out of the body and deeply relax the nervous system. And it's got these awesome far-infrared rays that pulse through it, which are very healing and soothing. And in Asia, many people sleep on the Biomat every night to regenerate and sleep deeper. I'd be happy to lend it to you for a night if you're interested in experiencing it. And Jane says, well, where can I learn more about it? And of course you say, well, I've got my website, because you could have a back office website from me. And I'd be happy to email you more information. And Jane's like, yeah, actually I'd do anything to sleep deeper. My whole life would change. And that's something that you could ask people too. It's like, how would your life change if you could sleep better every night? Or if you're talking to somebody who's like, you know, I deal so much with this back pain. And just to raise the question, for you to be able to enter into a conversation, you would ask, well, so how would your life be like if you didn't have this pain? So it's just a way to enter into something. And then you get a feeling for how, and that person gets a feeling for how valuable it would be if they didn't have that pain in their life. And there's your lead-in to then talk about the Biomat. So again, these are simple examples of how even in a casual meeting with somebody, you could turn that into a business opportunity. And then you, of course, make sure to follow up with an email, enclose maybe the Biomat Basics PDF or the user manual, and you follow up with a phone call or something, which we're going to get into that more later on in the other parts of the series here. I'd like to get a feeling from everybody. How many people feel like that part of what they're already doing in their life, is the Biomat as now a potential new business, really could complement some aspect of their life? So I'd like to just make that a yes or no question. So let's push one for yes if you feel like you already have something going in your service, your business, in which the Biomat could really, like, just streamline, go right into it, the experience of sharing it. And press two if you don't really feel like you have that going. Okay, that's definitely an overwhelming percentage who already have something going in their life. That's amazing to see. And I'm actually going to even consider that the couple people that feel like they didn't, that they might not be just looking as broad as they could be into their life. And Amy, for instance, I remember talking to you about how, because you work with horses, I've actually heard that the Biomat can work amazingly, and I've had actual clients who use it on their horse. So just a little, like, it might be a small trickle or a streamlined idea, but this is why I'm saying branch out, look broader. For those who are already knowing the places easily that they can apply it in their life, I bet you could brainstorm and find five more places and areas and ways in which you could bring it, incorporate it in somehow. So, let's see. One of the things I would like to kind of bring in is some general ways to do that. So obviously a lot of us, I'm thinking a lot of us, are practitioners of healing modality or seek clients of some sort for well-being. Actually, I'd like to place another question. How many people are already using it in their business? Like maybe you're using it in therapeutic sessions or something, or found a way to actually bring it into their service in their business world yet. So first, one, if you already are, and two, if you are not yet. Okay. We got about maybe 60%, which is awesome. So those of you know maybe that the biomats, if you're using it like maybe therapeutically in sessions, you know it has two purposes at least. Your sessions are even more heavenly and therapeutic. And maybe number two, it intrigues your therapist's interest in people that you're treating to consider having one themselves to incorporate into all of their sessions or as an addition in certain situations. So it's just a perfect way, of course, to be able to apply this to sell them. And maybe you've been using it, but you haven't really fully landed that as you're fully aligned with selling it. And so there's room to grow in that place too. And maybe even simply now that you're doing this series, like you get more entrained and confident with it, but also maybe you've got to take that next step and have brochures, you know, in your session room or something like that. It's amazing how I think some people will find you're going to have different ways to share this after we do this whole series. The biomat can be used to prepare a client for your therapeutic services, or you may opt to practice your work, of course, on it. But I really think that people who incorporate it into their own life for healing, they're going to be able to share it from a different place, and that's why I want to also again emphasize, find your re-enchantment with the mat, because people want to feel how you're feeling. And if you're a representative for a lot of people, I know a lot of you are, of somebody who is feeling good and emanating their light and their joy a lot, people want to know, how are you maintaining that? And it may or may not be fully true to you yet, but I know that I can share that one of my secrets of why I feel so good all the time is I use the biomat. And it's definitely something that you can share with people who are like, wow, you know, you're always looking like you are in such a good state and feeling so good in your body and stuff. Like, what's your secret? You know, take this as one of your things in your shaman's toolbox. Like, well, one of my secrets is the biomat. And just have, like, right there on the surface of being able to share it. That's another way just to be able to share it. So one thing that I've found incredible is this biomat has been taken even to the corporate level. And there's even major corporations such as Microsoft and Boeing who are recognizing the application of this technology for the development of a healthy, focused workforce and are making it available to their employees. Isn't that awesome? I remember hearing that about a year ago and just being like, wow, hallelujah. There is hope that this could be part of a corporation's medical benefits so they don't have to pay off so much for the insurance for their employees. Like, this is like, you know, make sure to keep their employees healthy so that they don't have to pay so much for insurance claims. Now that's wise, right? Anyway, so really I feel like, again, that there's just so many new avenues that it's up to you to start to try and explore, and that's what I'd like for this week for you to engage yourself with these questions. And again, part of the re-enchantment is to actually re-enchant your idea around making this a business, because some of you have had that resistance to making it a business, even if you're excited about the biomat itself. You've got these subconscious blocks towards sharing it because you're like, oof, your subconscious is like, oh, I don't want to be in that feeling of that I'm pushing something or selling something. Really, it's time you can get over that by actually exploring not only your vision, passion, and enchantment with it, but take this into new areas of where you haven't yet thought about taking it. Here's one thing to ask. As you're making this your business, is there something you yourself have been wanting to explore that you haven't taken the time yet to do that maybe could be a place where you could share the biomat? Now I'm talking like, oh, I've been wanting to go to this yoga retreat or this personal development class. Well, right there, if you were to just follow your desires and give yourself that gift, but also consider, well, this is a place where I could actually take it to that, and there might be potential in just casually in talking with some of the people that you're in, or even to go to that yoga retreat and offer it for people, like it's just out all the time during your like weekend yoga retreat for people to use. The instructor will be, of course, like, oh my God, thank you. Thanks for bringing that. Of course, that'd be great after we've all, you know, been doing 3 hours of yoga and you know, our muscles are a little tired, like people can go on it. Again, I'm just giving examples, places you may not have thought to be able to bring this that actually totally serve you as well. Is there any networking groups that you would like to attend where you could bring it? Any group environments? Think of it with not that you're bringing it and you've got this narrow idea that, oh, I don't want to push it on people, but actually you're bringing an absolute gift and a tool to people that you might already meet up with in groups. A networking group or a niche market group for something that you're involved in. Maybe you're a mama and you get together with other mothers, and it's just a thing that you could bring, and because you know how much it helps you. Again, just getting entrained with what its benefits are for you, and then start to feel in your whole being, mind, body, and soul, where are other people like me that it's helped me, that it could help those people too, and get joyous about bringing it to them because of its healing benefits and not from a point of view of like wanting to sell it, you know. It's more coming from your joy. Who inspires you? What kind of people inspire you to be around? Just bring it there. Again, how much energy do you want to put into your business weekly or monthly? That's something that we want to actually get real with ourselves about in this next week, and that's part of the homework. That's why I say again, because I'm looking at also the homework right now. Get in tune with that, because that might just kind of set your feeling tone and your kind of commitment to it. Because right now you're maybe hovering with it and you haven't kind of just clicked in and gone, okay, this is important to me. If this is important to me, what does that mean? Am I actually going to create this value enough that I take action steps towards doing something about it? And taking maybe just even an hour a week where, you know, you light the incense, you get on your biomat, you bring it to the altar or whatever, and for an hour you're laying on the biomat and you're visioning, what, how, and where can I share this? And what are different ways that I can share it? So, yeah, further examples. Again, if you take yoga, how about just taking it to your yoga teacher, to Barak, for a night? You know that she's interested in things that would help loosen the body. And you know that she might be somebody that does intensive 6 hours of yoga and could really use it when she goes to sleep that night, or he. It's like if they like it, you bring it to the class, then they're like, oh, my God, thank you. Or you let them borrow for the night. Then you can ask, well, would you like to have it as a demo after class? And the teacher's idea is like, well, wow, this means I could bring more value to my clients, to my yoga group, my yoga community. They're very likely they'd be like, yes, please bring the biomat when you come to class, and we can just keep it out for people after the class or something. Or if you go to the chiropractor, offer to loan them your biomat. If you get facials, offer your esthetician an experience. If you get acupuncture or massage, now we're talking about maybe you're not a therapist, but you have therapists that could benefit from this. Take it to them. My upline, Amber Liev, she will take the biomat to her massages, to people that she receives massage from, and say, well, is it all right if I have my session with the biomat underneath me? And here's this massage therapist that she's going to who says, well, sure. Well, what's this biomat all about? You know, it's like all of a sudden you've got people interested in it because you love it so much that you wanted to actually take it to your massage session that you're receiving from somebody. Now that's, look at that opportunity. You actually would love to turn them on anyway because you know that it would help their massage sessions if they owned one too, right? So, again, just you can be an angel to bring the biomat into their life. So really think of it more that way than like you're trying to sell it. It's really shifting the framework in your mind and your heart about how you bring this to the people. You know, anybody dealing with arthritis or pain, you just talk about them, let them know you have a solution that they can try. There's so many people that could benefit from this. Who are you going to be courageous enough to offer it to? And again, that's something that in your visioning process, when you go onto your biomat tonight or sometime this week and have a vision session on it, make it a place where you really entrain with, like, okay, I'm visioning myself being courageous enough to offer it too, and set that new resonance bar for yourself for that upcoming week of having it so engaged in your subconscious that you're finding ways that you didn't think of last week. Well, now this week, think of that and have it be as close as your subconscious that it's just going to engage when you get the cue from outside from somebody, or when you go to an event and you'd never thought before, like, oh, right, I could have brought my biomat to this event, and I actually could have been giving value to everybody in that group. All right, so at this point, I'd love to open it up for anybody that has questions. So if you have a question, just push 1 on your touch tone pad. Okay, so, and feel free, even while I start talking again, if you have a question, again, just raise your hand by pushing one. One of the things, okay, great. So, Ayana, you're open to...
Yes, Ayana.
Yes,
it's Ayana.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. I know you're going to cover this in another session, but I actually have people interested in purchasing a biomat, and we'll be sharing the biomat with them so they can, try it overnight. So when they do sign up, and what I'm not understanding yet is the compensation. So when someone signs up right now at this point and become a distributor or purchase a biomat, how much is that? How much do we get compensated? You made quite a bit of money the first year, and I'm just wondering if you can share that very briefly.
Yeah, and again, you're correct. I will share that more down the line in the rest of the series here. But in a nutshell, let's use the example of a purchase where somebody is wanting the biomat and the pillow. And I'm going to call that the full package. If somebody is wanting the full package, your first sale, okay, this is your first sale, you're going to receive about $85 as a commission check. You're also going to receive $85 of product certificate, which is like credit with the company to actually then buy more merchandise from them. And then you're going to that's what you're going to receive from your initial sale. Now that bumps up as soon as even your third sale, that can bump up. And right at the beginning, you're getting 5%, and at the third sale, you start to get 7%. You're going to get $105 or so. And after maybe the sixth sale or so, I've got that in the notes for the next time, you start to get $150, not only commission check, but also in product certificates, which at that point maybe you've earned enough to get a mini mat for free, and then you can sell that mini mat at the retail price. By your fourth sale, you will also have triggered a $400 bonus reward. So on your fourth sale, if you were to place it right and stack the points right, and you sold full packages, you will then have created enough to trigger this $400 reward on top of everything else that I had just mentioned. So that's a short answer for now, and we'll cover more later. Okay, Ayana?
Thank you. Yes, that's a great incentive. I have to get off the call because I have another call to take. But
great
thank
to have
you.
You
it's very, very
thank
good.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
So this is a good thing to also share is that when you make a sale, you have a potential to make all of your sales online. And that's something that I'll go into more maybe on next week's call. But if you've become a distributor already, then you have a distributor kit and you've got physical papers that you can fill out. And next week we're going to be going through the whole order form so that everybody is absolutely clear of how to place an order and fill out some of those things that might be ambiguous and uncertain for you of well, what is the sponsor information, blah, blah, blah. So we'll go through that. But what I'm also going to recommend is that everybody register online through Richway. Now, Richway is our parent company. Yes, you bought the biomat from me, and my company is called the Amethyst Biomat Company, very generic. But Richway is our parent company. We're all in a multi-level marketing relationship with them. Now, their website, richwayusa.com, is a place where you can actually enter in all of your orders. For me, that's no other way that I do it these days. It's simple. You can just type it in. Maybe your client even, sent you an email with all of your information that you needed, and then you can just copy and paste that into this order form. So I'm going to encourage, and that's your homework for the week. If you haven't registered through Richway to have a distributor registration, so you can start to create orders online. I'm going to encourage that. Okay. Is there any other questions? We've just got about 2 minutes or so before we say au revoir. Anybody else have questions? Push one if you do. Okay. So I'm going to then close by asking, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not so effective or not so informative, and 5 being very informative, how this call was for you, just so I can get a feel if there's some other things that I can start to do in the next 4 calls that might be more attuning to your needs. So it's a scale of 1 to 5. Then what I'm going to do is also invite in this next week that you bring me some questions or ideas of what you're looking for more from this series and how I can serve you. Because definitely I feel like I do have a wealth of things that I can share. And so I want to hear from you what you think, what is more like the focus that you'd like to see from this. Okay, great. Really appreciate everybody to give me that feedback. And I want to just close out here now by encouraging again for you to come into a new inspired relationship with your biomat this week and get excited about that. So that next week we're actually going to share, and it'll be in your homework that I'm going to send out right now. We're going to be able to more share our experiences from a new place when next we meet. Next Thursday at 6 p.m. again, Pacific Standard Time. All right, everybody, much love, blessings, and have a restful evening. Namaste.